We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sarah, America. Well, we got all kinds of cool stuff going on with the weather right now. Let's check out some temperatures. Sorry, I'm hoarse today. 55 degrees at Hollis, 56 at Mangum, 57 at Weatherford, Butler, you're 59, 58 at Lahoma, 59 at Alva, 42 at Slapout, and 44 at Beaver. The winds are arriving, and they have arrived in Roger Mills County. Looks like at the Eric Mesonet Center. It just hit there, and it's coming your way, everybody. Watch out. It's 60-mile-an-hour winds are pretty common up in the Panhandle right now. 48 at Cheyenne. Gust up to 48. It's going to get breezy. Get the kites out. I want to see somebody fly. I want a video of somebody flying a kite today. I think it'd be pretty cool. If you get on your Mesonet app on your phone or on your computer, there's a red dot at Watonga right now. This is what the Mesonet shows you everything. You can become a experienced weather meteorologist by just paying attention to the Mesonet. There's a red dot at Watonga. What that is the center or the eye of this storm that blew through last night. And there's some rain out west Elk City right now coming through. Looks like we had some pretty good rain showers everywhere. There was some damage to some buildings north of Elk over towards Foss Lake, west of Carpenter. Barn blew the top off a barn over there, and I ended up getting 6/10 at my house last night and a pretty good little layer of nickel to quarter size hail. So I'm sure everybody, but there was some places north of here, inch and a half, and they got an inch and a half the night before. So we're getting our rains. I hope everybody's getting some. I know there's some spotty stuff out there, but it's pretty good. It's that old wheat and rye and true to cows all greening up, and the guys that are going to plant corn are just licking their chops. They'll have some planting moisture for corn coming up here in probably the next 30 days. So it's going pretty good. I did see something on the news a while ago. There was a 400-acre solar farm down by Paris, Texas, just right there on the south side of the Red River over there, and straight south of Hugo, to be exact, in southeastern Oklahoma, completely wiped the solar farm out. There's panels laying everywhere. It was a bad deal. I don't know. Somebody without electricity down there today. I guess it wouldn't have mattered. Sun's not shining down there today. Let's see. That's it for the weather. Let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybean and grain futures were lower in overnight trading on the concerns about demand for U.S. ag products after our president, Donald Trump, got the tariffs going on Canada and Mexico. Trump said tariffs of 25% will take effect today on all items from both countries, triggering a sell-off in commodities. Tariffs on Chinese goods will go from 10% to 20%. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, or however you say his name, said Canada will impose 25% tariffs on the $107 billion worth of U.S. goods if the White House moves forward with its planned levies. And I think he did. The Mexican president is scheduled to give you, thanks, sir, is scheduled to give a briefing this morning. I haven't seen where she has, so I don't know what happened. China is also expected to announce countermeasures against the increased tariffs. Soybeans for May delivery overnight lost 7¾ cents to 10¾ cents a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down 260 to 295.40, and corn futures fell 2¾ to 453.5 a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery were down 2¾ to 545. a bushel, while Kansas City futures dropped 3.25 to 5.58¾. Weather-wise, there are blizzards everywhere. Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin. 9 inches of snow in Minnesota and Wisconsin. We got storms rolling through the eastern part of just east of eastern Oklahoma. How's that? Arkansas and Mississippi and eastern Texas are getting hammered right now with that same storm that went through last night here in Oklahoma. I haven't figured Val and Amy out. They were north of Canute, and I know where they was. They was just north of Sean and Wayne Walters' house, because I seen the railroad track crossing when he came back into town. When he passed Sean and Wayne's house, I seen the green monster at Justin Warnke's mechanic shop there, so I knew exactly where it is. They were watching a lowering over there towards K-Bar Ranch, and then they decided going on to Clinton. I guess they didn't think it was much, but I'm pretty sure that's the same storm that probably took the top of that barn off up there east of Carpenter. I didn't never figure that out. I guess they wanted to go on to bigger and better things. I love watching them. They're my favorite out of all the storm chasers. So I don't know what was going on there. So we got a lot of weather going on. It's going to be breezy today. It's going to be cooler. Tonight's going to be cold. Still breezy. Not quite as bad as it'll be this afternoon. Let's go ahead and check out the Lipscomb Grain Dealership's Grain Market. See what going on with it. Let me update it, make sure it's updated. Nothing looked good on there. Let's see here. March corn, 435, down 4¾. May, 450, down 6¼. Soybeans for March, 986, down 11½. Soybean meal, March, 285.90, down 420. Soybean oil, March, 42.40. Down 50, hard red winter wheat, March 538, down 9¼, May 546, down 15¾. Cotton is down, July cotton just 64.29. It's just not getting much better with that either. Oil's even down from West Texas, April 68.06, down 31 cents. Natural gas, if anything's positive, it's up, skyrocketing. April, 443, up 31. The NASDAQ and S&P and the Dow are all in the red. Live cattle's in the green. April, 193.70, up 145. June, 189.05, up 95. Feeders are down. March, 272.20, down 182. April, 270.70, down 135. And May is 269.07, down 112. Lean hogs are down 2. April, 82.30, down 140. I heard some rumors that the Piercy Angus bull sale yesterday went awesome. So congratulations to the Piercy family for a job well done over there at Eakley. We got more bull sales coming up this week, so everybody get ready. You ain't got your bull bought. Have you went and checked, had your bulls checked since that cold front? Might not that we had there a few weeks ago when it was cold and I didn't see anybody. You know, I drove around a lot. I drive across a lot of country checking my cattle, and I didn't see any bulls out there with crown rule sacks on. So somebody wasn't taking care of their bulls during that cold front, but might ought to get them checked out because the bull sales are going good and got a chance to get some good bulls. And this month will be the heat of the battle with the bull sales. And then I think there's one or two next month. So, all right, let's go ahead and take a, what is today? Stockman's Vet Clinic. Let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. And when we come back, maybe I'll get a hold of Brandon Hickey. He had a late night going there. He was, I got an update from him from about 2:00 this morning. Text message on the sale over at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. So we'll see if we can get him on here and see what's happening with the sales.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. HiPro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. HiPro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted HiPro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Attention all arbor enthusiasts. Timber Oklahoma is hiring for bucket operators and ground hands in western Oklahoma. Bucket operators should have experience around electrical lines and can earn over $20 an hour based on experience. If you're a ground hand ready to chip limbs and operate chainsaws, start at $17 an hour or more based on experience. Travel is required, minimum 4 days a week. We provide performance pay and cover lodging while on the road. Call 580-732-3400 or email your resume or contact info to customercare@timberokla.com.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at Sweetwater, featuring 20 registered age, Vantage, and 50 yearling bulls. Also 20 registered open heifers, 50 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs, and 60 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to McIntyreRedAngus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see. Let's go out here in the Texas Panhandle and see what's happened at Lipscomb. 43 degrees, wind chill 32, humidity's at 70, dew points at 36. The winds are out of the north, 34 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 43. Peak wind gust so far today, 56/100 of an inch. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.09 inches. 8-inch soil temperature, 48. Well, I did catch him out. I don't know. Did I wake you up?
Oh, no. My phone would never let me sleep this late. Are you crazy?
Got Mr. Brandon Hickey on here from the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. And, Brandon, is it windy where you're at?
It is, but what a wonderful rain.
Oh, yeah. How much did you get up here, North Foss?
Got 6 tenths out of the first one and 1/2 inch out of the second one.
Man, well, that's just opposite of what I got, but we got the same amount. So we're doing good.
Yep.
Yeah,
had a full 1.5 inches at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction.
Oh, all right. Well, this will help people with the decisions, what they're going to do with their wheat and rye and Truticow now.
Yes,
decide whether to graze it out, combine it, make hay. I don't know. It's a lot of tough choices going on right now because of the way the markets are. So maybe the old boys and girls out on the wheat pasture might make them a little more money than the rest of it.
Yeah, sir.
Let's start at Elk City Friday. I'm sorry I missed it, but I got a story at the end of mine and you talking to for my excuse.
I wondered where you was. Good run of cattle, more than we was expecting, but it was, man, it was a good run, lots of good quality cattle, mostly 4 to 6 weight weaned cattle is mostly what we had, and the market was outstanding across the way. The butcher cow bulls, as we expected, were a little bit cheaper than from what they were the previous week. Still really, really good. You know, still the high end, still bringing up there in the 140s and 150s. You know, had one really just crackerjack, outstanding, high-yielding bull all the way up at 193. But just a good market throughout the whole day. Like I say, big day, a little bit short-handed on our workers, which is not unusual, but we still got done at a good time. The crew that was there worked their tails off and got the 2,000 head of cattle we sold sold in good shape, and the buyers were there all day long, needing cattle. Just a good easy day for me for the most part.
I got you. What did anything stand out with the boys?
You know, those weaned 5-weight cattle have really, really got a lot of friends right now, especially on the boys and the girls both. But, you know, the some of those 550, 560-weight weaned steers, you know, getting up there in the 350s, 360s, even bumping some of them into the 370s. That was what stood out to me, but the weaned 5-weight heifers weren't far behind. You know, finally narrowed that gap on them a little bit. You know, the weaned 5-weight heifers, getting some of them up there in the 320s was a good deal too. Kind of a standout deal. But sure enough, weaned 5-weight cattle, both boys and girls, right now, sure enough, sought after commodity.
Yeah, And, you know, I know those are standing out, but I just cannot get over the prices that these 7 and 8 and 9 weights are bringing.
Yes, sir.
It's just unreal. That just shows you the packers are in feedlots are needing them. And then your bred cows, they wasn't no in between, was they?
No. It was a really good market on the bred cows. Didn't have a lot of really good pairs, but then we did have a lot of really nice bred cows. And boy, they was guys coming out of the woodworks to buy them. We had a lot of active bidders in the barn on those good bred cows, and had two or three really nice sets of them, and black mots, nearly all of them. And they were darn sure in demand.
Well, I got a little story behind the guy that purchased probably most of those. I didn't know this at the time when this conversation started. We were sitting at the breakfast table there at Carter, and I won't name his name, but we were sitting there talking, and I said, "Man, can you believe what those bred cows brought yesterday?" He said, "Yeah, I know, I bought them." I said, "What the hell are you thinking?" So, and he just looked at me. He said, "I'll be all right." That was interesting to talk about that. And then I know one guy from Sayers bringing some bred cows or some pairs this Friday. What else you got cooking for Elk City this week?
We are going to have a remarkable run this week of good young pairs. Got a set of Charlotte crosses coming from Tiger. Got a set of Red Angus, Black Angus was coming from Raiden. We're just going to have a have an outstanding run of good young pairs. A lot of these calves born in December, January, so they got some good age to them. The cows are in good shape. I mean, you talk about some fruity front pasture kind of cows to come and buy and to be proud of. We're going to have them this week. We got three different sets of pairs and all the different colors that we got. You know, if you like the Charolais crosses, we're going to have some to offer. If you like the Red Angus, we've got some to offer. If you like the Blacks, we've got some of them to offer. So a really nice run of calves shaping up as well. But we will be having a special pair sale at a regular sale this coming Friday.
I was getting ready to say, what are we going to call this? So are we going to call it Cousin K Special?
Yeah.
Was that I didn't hear what where they was from. You broke up a little bit there, but where's the Charolais coming from?
They're coming from over there at Hydro.
Okay, cool. Not Reed?
No, sir, not Reed.
Good.
That's... No, he's buying. He's not selling. He's buying. He's trying to buy. He's not going to sell right now. He wants more.
Well, I just want to let you know that he called me last Wednesday after you and I talked Tuesday. And my name started with an A. So
yeah, he told me that there might be a little call out confrontation going on.
Well, guess what? He's back in my story at the end of this show or end of this segment with you. So it's kind of heartbreaking. It's kind of a heartbreaking story, but it's just the way it is. So. Well, let's travel down I-40. Yesterday, man, you guys got done late last night, didn't you? And
oh no, we didn't get done late, but we were there late.
Oh, okay. Because what time?
It wasn't too bad.
1:39 is when the phone woke me up.
Oh yeah, that's just when I got that part of it done. We've been done a long time before that. Yeah, we had over 2,600, and we actually had with the rain. We had about 300 head of cancellations, so we'd have been bumping right against three, but we did have some cancellations with the rain, and which is a great, great reason to have cancellations, the rain. Really good run of cattle, lots of good home-raised yearlings. The market was a little cheaper than the week before, but you know, the week before, it was just almost a complete runaway. It was a little bit cheaper, a little bit more restrained. Still needing cattle, still wanted cattle, but just not quite as aggressive as the week before. And I imagine that, you know, probably has some to do with kind of a little bit of a wait-and-see attitude of wondering if the tariffs are going to have any effect, and if so, which direction. Probably a lot of that that we saw yesterday. It's kind of a little bit of, you know, wanting to wait and see, but man, we had a nice run of cattle. Everything from big, pretty 9-weight heifers to really, really good, weaned 4 and 5 weights and everything in between. We did have some replacement heifer buyers in the market yesterday. Really glad to see that. Several bunches of heifers that were getting to go back to pasture and going to get to see the bulls this spring instead of going to the feedlot. I'm very happy to see some of that activity. That was probably the stick out sales was the replacement heifers. You know, the good front end 850 weight heifers that would have been replacement kind. You know, it was taking them guys. They was having to get up in the mid 240s to be able to get the feedlot guys whooped off of them. So but there was still, you know, you're getting a little over a little bit over $2,000 a head in them heifers, in your first cost in them. And, you know, that seems high, but if they, you know, if this market stays like it is, that's a pretty good roll up next spring with the baby at their side.
Yeah, that was, that's amazing. Those, you had some big groups on the boys and the girls yesterday, but that big bunch out of Elk City you were talking about, the 948 weights, that's a, That's a big old group there.
Yes.
That'd fill up a couple of semis or so. What does that mean in the comments over there? I've never seen that on anything you said you sent me. It says full. What's that mean?
Oh, those cattle just had they were discounted a little bit because they had a pretty good feel on them, which, you know, they come in there on sale day and you know, probably got a pretty good beating on them that morning before they loaded them on the trucks, and you know, we got them run through pretty quick after they got them there and got them unloaded, and so they were just, you know, those cattle, you know, probably you know, I don't know, probably 30-40 pounds of extra that the buyer was paying for there, that this was going to disappear pretty quick.
Right, on their trip home, probably, in somebody's truck. So, I was just curious. I never seen that. Yeah, I know a bunch of guys that do that. Oh, I'm going to fill them up with my water before I take them, because when they get to the sale barn, they don't like that water there because it's different. Pretty sure that's the way it goes.
Just kind of a deal that those heifers, you know, they might have been heifers that weight, might have been, you know, $3, $4, $5 a hundred higher, you know, without that field. You know, just kind of an explanation, so to speak, just like, you know, not any different than fleshy or calves, new crop. You know, there's some other descriptions on there that, you know, just trying to explain a little bit of difference in the prices.
I got you. Looks like the butcher cows and bulls were doing about the same as Elk City Friday. Were there very many bred cows there? I see you had some on here.
Not very many. We had a few. Had one gentleman from over at Thomas that had lost the lease that had a handful of young bred cows and pairs, but not very many. It was actually some bred heifers that he had, and then just a couple of pairs that the gentleman had, but it was not near the numbers of bred cows and pairs like what we'll see at Elk City, but they sold pretty good, and they was, you know, there were several bidders in the barn wanting them, you know, but they just, you know, anytime you get more numbers of them guys will get a little bit more aggressive.
Would, have you got anything on the schedule for Western Oklahoma coming up next Monday yet?
Yeah, I've got a really nice set of home-raised yearlings coming in from Thomas. A really good family operation over there. Going to have about 165 heads. I've got a family there from Canute that brought some this week. They're going to bring some more this next week, and we should have another really good run of pretty well mostly home raised feeder cattle again this week. All coming off of wheat should be another really nice run of quality cattle.
Well. Okay, here we go. You're ready to get into the Brandon Jimmy thoughts of the day?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, we talked a little bit about it before we come on the air. Right now, as far as the meats market, live cattle are up for April 152, but the feeders are down 152 for March. What's your thoughts on the tariffs?
I don't know that I have a real good feel for what I think it's going to do. What I do know is that you hear about half the experts saying that it's going to cause it to get higher than it already has. And then you have about half the experts that are saying, oh, this is going to wreck it. It's going to crash it. My opinion is that when you got half the quote-unquote experts in the industry saying one thing and half the quote-unquote experts in the industry saying another thing, probably means it's going to be a flat dab nothing is going to happen. Nothing's going to change.
Right.
But that's kind of what I feel like is probably going to be the case. But you know, time will tell. I mean, you know, I like you and I've talked before, you know, where we're at on these levels and what these cattle, the first cost on these cattle is costing. I mean, you know, nobody needs to be running any cattle or having any cattle turned out without at least some sort of protection on the bottom end, just in case that, you know, black swan happens and, you know, we have a significant crash. You know, I highly encourage anybody to, you know, have, you know, either some LRPs or some puts you know, of some kind on their cattle. And I think it's just a really, really good idea, especially at the levels that we're at right now.
Well, I haven't found it yet. I don't know if these tariffs on Mexico include cattle yet that's coming through there. But I did find an article yesterday where I was reading there's really not that many cattle as of right now because of this New World screw worm. And, you know, they've made it tougher for them to get across, or it's time consuming. But in the first 2 weeks after they lifted that ban on Mexican cattle, there was only like 1,700 cattle. 1,700 head of cattle come across the border in 2 weeks. That's not a whole lot. I mean, you got that go through your sale barn in one day.
Yeah. There's kind of a, I don't know, it's a little bit of an unusual situation going on down there. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. You know, I was expecting that there would be such a backlog of cattle down there wanting to cross, waiting to cross, you know, that the quarantine pens would be full and overflowing, and you know, they would be getting their inspections done and getting those cattle crossed, you know, and sent up here. But a lot of from what I'm hearing, a lot of these guys that depend on the Mexican cattle for their stocking, to do some of their stocking both on their grass and as well as in the feed yard, they're pretty well deciding that they're not going to be able to get those cattle or not near the numbers they normally get. They're pretty well getting to the point now that they're writing that off as being a possibility, which is very, very interesting to me. But, you know, I don't know, you know, part of it is that, you know, they're just not getting them crossed very fast. But part of it is also, you know, one thing a guy that I value his knowledge, I think he's a very, very wise man in the industry, that told me yesterday was, you know, that they're a little scared of those cattle that you know, they've been watered around and maybe abused a lot more than usual down there, and, you know, a little bit worried about how them cattle are going to perform if they really have spent so much time in those quarantine pens down there, you know, just kind of being watered around and not really fed properly and, you know, and everything. So that was an interesting take that I hadn't thought about before. So,
yeah.
You know, that, you know, between the amount of inspections, extra inspections they're having to do to make darn sure that screw worm problem doesn't come into the United States, you know, on top of the normal quarantine procedures, you know, it's a little bit, sure, a little bit concerning to that gentleman that, you know, those cattle might not perform as good as usual because they may actually be stunted with being roughed around like they are. So.
I never thought of that either. That's a pretty good, yeah, because you get to thinking about that, you know. Mexico's a big country, but it's, I've been to Mexico a few times. I've been to Juarez and been down there by Laredo and been down there in Cancun and all that stuff. You know, it's still kind of there's areas that are great, but it's still kind of a third world country. So, you know, yep. That their facilities compared to someone like the United States or Australia or something like that is probably not as good. So yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just telling you
at all. Well, I mean, you know, what it boils down to, you know, as much as anything, you know, is the United States can be totally and completely self-sufficient. I mean, if we just put our minds to it, we wouldn't have to import anything. We could completely and totally take care of ourselves on everything that we need, or everything that we get, everything we eat, everything we do. The main reason that we even import anything is to deepen up our high quality products.
Right.
You know, so that's why, you know, the Mexican cattle come in, and that's why you know, a certain amount of the Canadian cattle come in to the northern side and whatnot. You know, we don't need it, but we use it because it makes makes it cheaper, ultimately cheaper to the consumer to be able to bring some of that cheaper product in. You know, and so you can understand the goal of the economics. I mean, we've got the best quality product in the world, but it's such a good quality product that in order to keep it being too expensive. You know, we import certain things, certain amounts to add to or to blend in and to pull the prices down so that if they are more affordable, you know, yeah, does it pull the quality down? You know, it has to, without a doubt, but it's still going to be a good quality product at a cheaper price.
I got you. Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of good points you make there. And, you know, we need stuff to mix in with our hamburger meat and blah, blah, blah. But we could be self-sufficient. And then we went around the world in the last 40 years and taught people like in Argentina and Brazil and all those other countries how to grow their own products. And now we're competing with them. So,
yep.
Yeah, and so, you know, China's like, okay, we'll just buy more soybeans from Argentina and Brazil. U.S., but he says he's going to take care of us. Well, to finish up, about last Friday, I was getting my show done up, and it was done, and uploading stuff, and a buddy of mine called. He said, man, he said, I really like to have lunch with you. I'm buying. Well, I mean, what am I going to do? So I'm headed to, we head down to Loopy's to eat, and lo and behold, I run into the boss of the Robinson family, Ann, and I'm telling you, this is a heartbreaking story on my part, and okay. I said, is it true that you let Scott breed those cows you bought from me that have pedigrees? With a Charolais bull, and he said, yeah, Jimmy, I'm sorry. My heart just broke. And so it was true. So, I mean, he just run 5 good cows. and then he sends me a picture the other day. What was it, yesterday? Yesterday or the day before? He sent. Yeah, it was yesterday. Sending me a picture of those calves that he's got down there out of those cows. Well, I didn't give him the satisfaction of telling him there was some good-looking Charolais crosses. All I did was repeat in my text message back to Mr. Scott, them look like limousines.
Oh, no.
So that's what he gets for calling me the A-word on the phone. So, and I know... And then, on top of it, when he calls me, he says, man, I went in there about 1:30 because I knew that's when he was going to be in there to Cousin K's. And he's got that Cousin K down pretty good. And he says, he said, and they said, you hadn't showed up yet. And he said, I was going to buy you lunch. But this other guy, I'm glad I went to Loopy's because when I ran into Ann, you know, I was just, like I said, she broke my heart. Let me know that those, with all those genetics and those 5 cows she bought from me, she let him get his way and breed him to a Charolais bull.
Well, speaking of really knowing a lot about what's going on, and I know we're out of time, so we ain't got time for this story today. So this is going to be a teaser for next week. But the Cotton King showed up and was at the sale barn at Elk City for quite a little bit. Last Friday.
Yeah.
And he said that you had a story about that you were very, very knowledgeable about some windmills and some wind turbines that we needed to talk about.
Yeah, I bet he did tell you that. That was about as close as I got to getting fired from my show ever. So... But we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it next Tuesday. Yeah. Oh, Cotton King. And then we'll finish it off with the Cotton King story. We'll just see how it works out. That's awesome. Yo. All right. Cool. Well,
it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it has. Tell everybody again one more time what's coming in this Friday at Elk City. That's pretty good. That sounds pretty fun this Friday.
Yeah, going to have, I think there's 14 young star cross pairs. I believe there's 22 young red Angus pairs and 18 young black Angus pairs. So it'll be a nice set of pairs to somebody to take home And whatever color you like, we're going to have them available this week. And they will be the front-end kind, the pretty kind, the sure enough front pasture one.
All right. Sounds good. Thank Brandon for your time.
You bet. You bet. Thanks, Jimmy.
All right. We're going to take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break when we come back. Hey, don't forget, today's Hay Day Tuesday. If you got some hay for sale, I do still have my list from last week. Some of that sold, some of it didn't. And I know we got some rain, things are greening up, but maybe you can find you a good deal on hay for next winter. You never know. If you got it, some hay to sell, or you're looking for some hay, 580-225-9697. Hay Day Tuesday is brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. So we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. It's time to gear up for corn planting season. Our Golden Harvest brand corn seed is now available, so call today and get your order in. Don't miss out on the best yields at the lowest possible price. Also, if you're needing bigger amounts of ag chemicals, we can ship it to you straight from the warehouse. And remember, you can't beat our prices. That's SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity. Visit us today on South Randall in Elk City. Follow us on Facebook or give us a call.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Slap out, 42, feels like 31. The winds are out of the north, northwest at 32 with wind gusts up to 39 right now. 47 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 50 degrees. Sunset at 6:37. Blowing dust in 48 today. Northwest winds 43 to 48 miles an hour. Tonight, blowing dust 28 for a low. Northwest winds 18 to 35 with wind gusts up to 50. And tomorrow, a little calmer. Sunny, 55 degrees, northwest and north winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour with winds, gusts 20 or higher. So not too bad. Let's check out, see what the, oh yeah, Hollis, it's hit there. They got wind gusts up to 48 right now. It's still 50 to 60 mile an hour up in the panhandle of Texas, of Oklahoma and eastern part of the Texas panhandle. So it's a getting it out there. Let's see here what I got. Yeah, I got an extra minute here because I got to take a quick break. I wanted to. Oh, people asked me to do goat prices, and I don't know much about goats, and I know some people that does. But OSU put out a deal yesterday about meat goat prices throughout the year and the past year, so I'm going to go over a little bit of that with you. You got three different categories. Small, which is 20 to 40 pounds. Medium, 40 to 60 pound goats, and large, 60 to 80 plus. Well, currently right now, the average price of goats per 100 weight is around $350. The current price in 2014 was $200. 2021 was $384, and 2022 was $368. So it's a little bit lower than those 2 years, and I guess those must have been the good years. But not too bad, 350 pounds per 100 weight. Yeah, it takes, so what would that take? 5 70 pounders to make 350, but I think it averages out a little better than that. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Okay, also before we take our next break, basketball. Just so you understand, because of the Oklahoma High School Association, Athletic Association, whatever that's called, they do the broadcasting of the games when it comes down to state playoffs. So, but you can still hear it on Paragon TV. So Ceiling and Canute are playing today at 4:30, and that would be on the Canute Paragon TV deal. It won't be on the radio, but it'll be on the Paragon. You can listen to the game there. And then, what is it, tomorrow, 1:30, Hammond versus Wilson. And then, what else tomorrow, 4:30, Hammond versus Leedy at the Fairgrounds. And those will be on Paragon TV. You can listen, just can't watch. And then Thursday, we got Merritt at versus Dale at the Fairgrounds there, and that game will be at 4:30. And then on Big Elk TV, area basketball tournament, Thursday, March 6th, it'd be at, what time is that, 4:30, Elk City versus Ulaga. And that'll be 4:30, and that's playing at Strout. See, that'll be on TV, won't it? Big Elk TV? Yeah, that one's not state tournament. And then coming up this weekend when they're actually, or any of the times when they're actually playing for the state championships, you can hear the games on 94.4 Cool, or sister station here. You know, you just can't see it. You got to get on the other websites to watch the state playoffs there. So, okay, let's take a Stockman's Vet break, Vet Clinic break, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Accidents happen, like trying to teach your kid how to drive. He hits the gas instead of the brake while pulling into your driveway, nails a tree, and knocks the thing over onto your house. Look, when dominoes fall, Misty Gosen at Farmers Insurance in Clinton has you covered. For auto, home, life, boat, motorcycle, or any other valuable, call Misty Gosen at Farmers Insurance for a free quote, 580-323-8444, or stop by our office at 2004 West Gary Boulevard in Clinton. Just know how to park before you arrive.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
ASCO equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
Your new truck is ready for you during Truck Month at Barber Dyson Ford. Running 2024 F-150, get $6,000 cash back or 3.9% interest for 60 months, plus over $3,200. On a 2024 Super Duty, get $3,000 cash back or 3.9% interest for 60 months. And save big on SUVs. Get $7,000 cash back on a 2024 Expedition and get up to $15,000 cash back on a 24 Bronco Raptor. These deals and more are ready for you during Truck Month at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City, online at barberdysonford.net.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 24th. 1,192 head were sold, 14 head of steers at 506, brought 352.15, at 684, brought 288, 3 at 775, brought 282, 6 at 836, brought 271, 25 at 905, brought 253, 4 at 943, brought 245, 26 at 1013, brought 241, 3 head of heifers at 422, brought 330, 6 at 552, brought 323, 9 at 568, brought 296, 13 at 717, brought 260, 24 at 797, brought 248.75, 5 at 814, brought 239, 11 at 831, brought 245, butcher cows were 78 to 175, butcher bulls brought 154 to 185, bred cows were 1300 to 3000, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. We got Hollis. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather update. 55 degrees, dew points 42, humidity 60%. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 41 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 50. 72 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far in the last 10 days down there. And 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 52 degrees, sunset at 6:37, 20% chance of rain showers today, 55 with just wind, lots of wind. Tonight, breezy, 33, northwest wind 16 to 32 with wind gust up to 40. And I'm about to lose my voice, I ain't gonna lie to you. Sunny, high around 62 tomorrow with northwest and northeast winds 6 to 15 miles an hour. Okay, got your pen and pencil ready. I just got a couple today for hay bales. We got 340 round bales of Plains Blue Stem fertilized and sprayed, $75 a bale over at Eric, 580-243-9190. And 500 little square bales of wheat hay, $7 a bale, 580-550-0105, and that's it. Hobart, and then we got irrigated alfalfa, irrigated oat hay, and irrigated sorghum pea mix at Hex. Cantaloupe, 580-393-1233. $70 a bale on the oat hay and also $70 a bale on the sorghum pea mix, which is really good hay. And then his alfalfa is $85 to $100 per bale, depending on which row you get out of them on their weights and stuff. Or he'll sell them to you by the ton. So either way, he's good to go. All right, we got just about a minute left here. Well, we did. My music's playing now. Never mind. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. Watch what you're doing out in this wind today. My advice to you, if you go down the interstate, stay on the north side of the semis. No matter which direction you're going. My advice for you today, it's your tip of the day. Stay on the north side of the semis with trailers on them. Have a good day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. God bless.